Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology. We believe there are many paths, often unconventional, to achieve your goals. But we get stuck thinking we have to follow experts and fixed set of rules.
Well, as the leader of the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group with over 200,000 members, I see people are hungry for a fresh approach, not just for weight loss, but to help live their very best life. Season 2 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast will provide lifestyle advice, lots of fun support, and practical tips to help you at home. Because you know what? You don't have to be perfect to be successful. Join us.
Stephanie, I can't believe it, but we've been podcasting for one whole year. And I didn't even realize it. Like, I don't know. Something, I looked at the calendar or something, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been a year. And then I talked to you and I'm like, yeah, haven't we recorded like 30 episodes? And what did you say to me, Stephanie?
I was like, Tamara, we've had two seasons. In fact, and I think we've had 57 episodes.
I totally undersold it. Like, I hadn't even realized we had done so much. And I think looking back, I'm like, dang, we did a lot. 57 episodes is, it's like outstanding. Like, I would have never thought we would have done that, Stephanie.
I would have thought we would have given up after the first week when we couldn't figure out where to plug things in.
That's like a total hot mess. And then here we are a year later going, look at us, episode number 57. I mean, I'm just astounded. And I think that's why I wanted to do this episode on celebrating our successes, because unless you take the time to sit down and go, wow, look what I've done, you don't realize. And you don't really, I think what happens is you start to burn out because you're working, you're hustling, you're going. And you do need to take that time to say, wait, then pause and go, wow, I've done a lot. Look at how far I've come. Like, pat yourself on the back.
I like that. I'm going to be patting right here. Pat, pat, pat. Well, Tamara, I have a tendency to just finish one task and then I move on 100 miles an hour to the next one. I feel like I'm always in a super rush to get things done. I never stop to even acknowledge that I just finished something. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's small or big. I'm just like, yeah. Moving on to the next thing. And if someone even asked me about something I've done, like, oh, you know, do you have a, you know, I don't know, did you graduate from college? I remember that one. I'm like, yeah, like I really minimize things. I tend to feel uncomfortable. I change the subject. I act like it's not a big deal. And I feel very uncomfortable about celebrating anything that I've done. And then just to make it, you know, I'll just be 100% honest, but to make it more random, like, I feel like I'm a little superstitious and I always worry if I celebrate something too soon, then I'll jinx it and it won't come true. And I know that's embarrassing and silly, but it's the truth.
Yeah. We're both, I think we've just doing this episode, we realized how bad we both are at this, but we need it. I mean, even though it, like you said, it might be a little scary because it feels superstitious. Like, I don't want to jinx things, or you might be on a roll and you don't want to stop your roll, but there's some hugely important reasons why we actually need to stop. So today we're celebrating our 1 year podcast anniversary by giving you 7 strategies to help celebrate your accomplishments and the amazing person that you are. But first, Stephanie, let's take a quick break.
All right, Tamara, thank you. Well, I'm going to try something new. I'm going to put on a party hat here. Can you see me?
Nice, yay.
And I'm going to celebrate right here. I'm celebrating, Tamara, that I've got a new book coming out, and I just want to help all of our readers with changing their eating habits. I know it can be tough, so let me help you get started in the kitchen and celebrate the new you with the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook, 100 Easy Recipes to Save Money and Time. And every recipe is $10 or less to make the whole recipe, and that's of course, every serving is 10 grams of net carbs or less. And you can check it out on my website, dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Nice. That's something to celebrate. I'm celebrating that I got a free sneak peek copy. Woohoo! Be jelly, people. Okay, so we're going to get started on our strategies that listeners can try at home. But let me just preface this by saying that it feels a little like you're bragging, like, oh, that's another stumbling block to it. You're like, oh, I'm just showing off. Like, oh, I look at me, look what I did. But the problem is that we need to be rewarded for what we do great. And we need to motivation to keep ourselves going. And the problem is we wait for other people to do that. It's not going to happen. So we have to do it ourselves. We have to find ways to pat our own selves on the back and reward our own selves. Okay. So the first strategy we have is to create a private celebration.
Well, I love to do things in private because I don't like, I feel embarrassed when people are looking at me, especially like you said, I feel weird. Like people are, why is she celebrating that? So I do like to do things more on my own. Are you one of those people too?
Yeah. Some things. Yeah. Some things I just want to just acknowledge myself and not like, because I feel like bragging, I don't want to feel like I'm bragging. So I'll just do it to myself in private. Like the most recent one was I did a summer class, which was really intense and difficult. And at the end, I was like, I remember getting up, turning, you know, pushing enter on the computer on the very last grade I turned in. And I just like started whooping and hollering and dancing. Seriously, I needed to like take that moment to say, yes, I did this hard thing. And then usually after I do a summer session, I'll usually treat myself to like a new outfit for fall. That's kind of like my little private celebration slash reward for getting through the summer, because summer work isn't easy and it takes away from, you know, fun.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, you can celebrate in private, and I think that's just as important or impactful and motivating for most of us. For me, I know during my weight loss journey, Tamara, I've shared with a lot of my readers that I took pictures along my weight loss journey, and I did that every 10 pounds. I took a picture in my backyard or, you know, just somewhere private. My husband snapped a picture, and I would buy balloons from the party store. And you know how like it says 10, like when you're 10 years old, or 20, 30, 40, 50. And so I did that every time I lost a 10 pound increment. And I didn't show anyone. I didn't put it on social media. I didn't tell anyone. I just kept them in a folder. And for me, it was so motivating to celebrate those mini accomplishments. And in fact, to be honest, I think those were more meaningful to me, those moments, than the big moment when I'd finished losing 140 pounds.
Wow. And it's like your own, you can even just go back to it when you need a little lift or a little bit of an encouragement. You have that documented there. That's awesome. I haven't even seen it, actually.
I haven't even seen it. I didn't tell anyone, and it was, and they weren't, I didn't even want it in the book. And then at the very end, I don't know if it was one of the editors said, you know, why don't you put all those together and we'll insert it in the back of the book. And I'm like, then people will know. And they're all, but you wrote a whole book about it. So I think the secret's out. And I'm all, okay. But it was really scary to share that. Yeah. I didn't, you know, it's just, as it was a private thing that I did, and it was hard to share it. And I didn't share it until 7 years later. So,
So keep it private.
Keep it private.
Our second one's going to sound like the exact opposite.
Something might work for everybody. I mean, just because you're sharing seven tips doesn't mean you have to do all seven.
Right.
Try one or two that work for you.
Right. Or that it works for different situations. Like there are other things so our second strategy is to make it public.
Make it public.
So there are some things or some people that really, this is the best kind of support that they need. And I do this more than you, Stephanie. I'm at the risk of being one of those annoying braggers. But like when it comes to running, I would post pictures of every race and every medal that I did. And that brought me great joy, but it was also a way to just, you know, like build my confidence and say, here I am, world. I did this like amazing thing. So yeah, my Facebook and Instagram were full of those medals. And that helped me, that motivated me to keep going on with running. Cause it's great when you do it public, you get, you're vulnerable, but you also open yourself up to extra support. So people on your Facebook are going, oh my God, great job. Hang in there. Keep going, you know, rah, 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 giving you all that love and support back.
Well, you know what? I have a really hard time with this one, which is, you know, ironic. People think I'm so loud and I tell everyone my secrets, but I really don't. I have a really hard time sharing, and I want to share something today. This is very scary for me and I feel sick talking about it, but I'm going to do it anyway because That's what we're sharing, right?
Yes.
Okay, here I go.
I'm here for you.
I'm about to cry and throw up at the same time. So I don't know if this is going to happen, but I'm going to try it anyway, because this is what I do. I don't want to talk about anything because I'm too scared and too sick, but I'm going to say it. So this morning I found out that I'm being pitched to be on Good Morning America.
Stephanie, wow.
I don't know if it's going to happen.
Don't be superstitious.
I'm not going to be superstitious.
No. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Oh my God. And what a great, just to be asked.
Just to be asked, damn it. I'm going to just celebrate that right now. And I'm scared and sick. But my goal is to help listeners know if they're fighting obesity, they're not alone. They shouldn't be ashamed. And my goal has been to spread the word and to tell people my story. If I can help someone face their weight issues, I'm going to do it, no matter how scared I am.
Yeah. And that's,
so I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And that's a really unselfish reason to make it public. Like, cause you,
it's the only reason you can tell people.
Yeah.
Like the stories I share in my books are just, they're a lot, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. But you know, I'm not being asked to be on Good Morning America.
Except well, you never know, Tamara.
Yeah. But just that they're considering it is amazing. Like that is,
I'm going to be, I just went public.
Yeah.
Because this is what I realized is that Dirty Lazy Keto is not just about me. It's about a lot of other people. And to be on a TV show, it tells the people who are eating this way that they are not alone and that they're legitimized, that they're on a national platform. They shouldn't be ashamed that they have sugar-free sweetener or drink Diet Red Bull or whatever. They can feel proud that they're making good decisions and that other people are recognizing it.
Yeah. Wow. We have a lot to celebrate today.
I know, right? I was like, oh my gosh. Should I say it out loud? I'm going to do it, even though it's very scary.
It's no, but it's awesome. So congratulations. Yay.
Just to be asked. I mean, I haven't been asked. I'm being pitched. So
whatever
that means.
Close enough. somebody believes in you so much that they're fighting for you to get on that show. That's what that means, right?
We'll go with that.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So our third strategy is to create a ceremony. And this is kind of a ritual type thing that, because I'm going to fall into my, like, put my sociology hat on, is that we know in sociology that rituals are an important part of major life transitions and moving forward in life. So, you know, when you get a new house and you have a housewarming party, or you announce your pregnancy with a, you know, whatever, gender reveal or a graduation cap, those things are part of moving forward and also pausing to, you know, reflect on what you've done. So I really recommend people do a ceremony. The one that just I found so touching was when my sister finished her cancer treatment. I guess I didn't realize this was a thing, but apparently there's a ceremony that a lot of cancer centers do. And at the end of your treatment, and when they, you know, deemed you cancer free, you get to go ceremonially ring the bell. And so my sister videotaped herself doing that. And it was like, oh, what an amazing pause in life to say, I did this hard thing and I overcame. And, you know, and even though it's just a dumb bell, it was super meaningful and important. So those kinds of rituals are super, I think, useful.
I feel like I can't even share right now because that was huge.
What are we doing today?
My example is really lame when we think about the cancer bell. Like that's amazing. I mean, that really just warms my heart. But you're right. It's like, it doesn't mean anything. It's not expensive. It's not like, it's just a big deal though. I can imagine like sitting there having treatment and hearing the bell from other people and the joy that that must feel, and just planning it, visualizing it, and hoping that that's you someday. I mean, it's really important. Yes. You're right. I mean, having those ceremonies, they do mean a lot. And they mark time and they give you closure.
Yeah. So if you don't want to do, like, my students are always avoiding their graduation ceremony. I think you did too, Stephanie. Did you?
I did too. I graduated early from college. I put myself through school. I worked four jobs. And so I finished in about 3 years. And so all my friends, they graduated almost a year later. So I thought it was stupid that I went because I was already working full time. Yeah. But for my family, they wanted to come. And I'm like, okay, why? You know, it's not a big deal. Yeah. They're like, you graduated from college. It's a big deal. And so I did it for them. And I think that's almost equally important as celebrating your accomplishments is giving your family and friends a chance to acknowledge what you've done and to celebrate you.
Yeah, like feel a part of it. Like I'd be so sad if my kids don't go through their graduation ceremony. I'd be like,
that's how my parents felt. They're like, of course you're doing it. And I'm like, it's not a big deal. I work full time. They're like, we're coming. I said, okay.
All right. I'll do it for your people.
Do it for the people.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm glad I did. They were right.
Yeah. Did you feel good doing it?
I don't know. I still felt weird.
Yeah.
I did it for them though. And it meant a lot to them. And that's what mattered.
That's good. Are we ready to move on to number four?
Yeah, let's do number four. Okay. Number four, Tamara, what is that?
Okay, so I'd say celebrate the little wins. I know I brought up like overcoming cancer, which is a huge one.
Okay, thanks for that. Drop the cancer card.
I know. But there are also this is the one I neglect a lot, are the little things that you need to acknowledge yourself for doing. You know, like, I finished a painting, or I took that class I said I was going to take, or just like really minor things. But the problem is you're doing so many of those things and you get into this hamster wheel of doing. And so I think it's helpful to stop and even just like smell the roses with the little things, because that'll keep you from getting burnt out and tired and resentful of everybody around you.
Yeah. And you know, I've admitted this whole topic is just hard for me. I just like every single thing we're talking about is hard for me. And I see people around me doing things and I'm trying to learn from them. But I definitely enjoy more of the little wins. Like you said, more than the big wins. Like in college, I always liked getting my report card or turning in an exam, but I didn't want to necessarily graduate. And my husband is so cute. When our cookbook came out, my husband's the co-author of the Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbook. And he still does this. He goes to stores to visit his cookbook. He goes to check on them like they're his little babies. He goes to Target. He goes to Costco. He goes to Walmart. He goes to Barnes & Noble. And wherever he's traveling, like he would, you know, be traveling for work, he would go to the local city bookstores and just check on them and tidy them up and move them and make sure they're all straight. He was so funny. And he'd take selfies with them. And I never did any of that. I honestly haven't even seen Dirty Lazy Keto get started in a store. I've never seen it. And it's there. Readers send me pictures at Walmart, but I've never. Why is that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I have trouble with this topic.
Yeah.
I really do.
But what a nice little like mini celebration. Like just going in the store and peeking and seeing your books
just
and going.
Just goes and sees it. Like it's a little baby.
Oh, that's so cute.
There's a book that I read, Tamara, which I know you're a big reader. Have you ever read Bird by Bird by Anne Lamott?
No.
It is my favorite book on writing. If we have any big readers out there, check it out. She talks about how the process of writing, it's a win in and of itself. It's like the sitting down at 4 a.m. and having the house quiet and finishing a chapter you're proud of, and how she enjoys those little moments so much more than, you know, having it published or being shared on a larger platform. And that's how I felt. And I still feel that way. And I like processing my emotions that way. I don't necessarily talk about my feelings very well. Yeah. So for me, if I can write them down, for me, that's like a moment worth celebrating more than visiting my book at Costco.
Yeah. Journaling is a great just tool for a bunch of things, but for this one too, just to note, I accomplished this thing today.
Yeah. I love my checklist.
Yeah.
The ta-da list.
Just crossing.
I keep them all. I have them in little pretty binders. Yeah. Like I have pretty notepads from the dollar store and I keep them with all my little checks.
Yeah. And you have your little, I love
that's
crossing
me.
It out. I thought
love
I was
it.
The only one.
Nope. It's all me. I'll show my checklist someday. Like I'm more proud. You see how excited I am? I get more excited about my little checklist and the celebrating the little wins than I do the big thing.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, this is like, I almost embarrassed to say this because it's such a tiny little thing, but for me, one of the little celebrations I do is doing housework because it's a drudgery. It's like, who wants to do it? So I have little, you know, like rewards and celebrations once I do something. So like, okay, the kitchen's, you know, disaster. So I'm like, I'm going to tackle that. I'll tackle it. But then afterwards I'll like take a minute to like, okay, I'm going to get to watch Oprah now. Oprah.
I love this.
Give me a call, Oprah.
Oprah, we're still waiting.
But yes. Yeah. So it's dumb little rewards.
That's a good idea because that's motivating. Yeah. It makes you feel good about yourself. And that's what this is all about. No matter what our listeners are trying to work toward, they need to celebrate every little step along the way because that's what helps you get to the end goal.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay. Number five is to schedule your celebration. This might help you and I, Stephanie, because it's forcing you to because if I'll let the moment go by, like our 1 year podcast, to be honest with you, I probably would have just let it gone by and never noticed it. But if we had said, okay, 1 year from now,
put it on the calendar, we'll have a little party for ourselves.
So year number two, Stephanie, what are we going to do for year number two podcasting?
I don't know.
We're going to have to come up with, I don't know. Did it go to Hawaii?
Okay. We're going big.
All right.
Like where this is headed.
Well, I picked really big. Well, one little cute thing I had, I don't know where I heard this, which was to buy a bottle of champagne for the, you know, if it's next month or next year or whatever, and then write the date and the, you know, the accomplishment and then put it in the fridge and then just pop it open when you get there. I know. Sounds. And then
anything
you see
to do with alcohol sounds good to me.
I know.
Sign me up for that celebration.
Yes. Do you ever schedule anything or is that something?
You know, I'm pretty good about scheduling. I'm a little bit more anal than I'd like to think I am. But my husband is actually, he did the best job at this recently. He celebrated his 50th birthday and we celebrated in Las Vegas with his entire family. The whole family went, and my husband spent months, Tamara, planning it. He had Excel spreadsheets. He was doing research like late at night on a Friday night. He had his laptop and his iPad, and he's making little notes and he was comparing rooms at all the resorts. He was hilarious. Like he took it to a whole new level about scheduling celebrations.
Good for him, though.
So happy. I think scheduling and planning made him just as happy as the event.
I think that's
and then it happened because otherwise it wouldn't happen. Like the family's not going to all, you know, make to get to see each other. It's hard to get a big group together.
I agree. The planning is where the pleasure is. Like just seeing that, buying that bottle of champagne is the fun part. It's more than actually, more than
definitely opening. More than the day after.
Yeah, I remember. My PhD looked so far in the distance and I remember it was starting to get closer and I was like, for the first time, I kind of allowed myself to get excited about it. So I actually planned the gift that my husband was going to buy me.
Oh, that is the best I've ever heard.
Yes.
Now, and for my PhD, this is what I want. It's in my Amazon cart.
And he did.
That's very good.
It's a terror. I'm sad though. I wanted
that is not sad. As women, I think we're always so embarrassed to ask for what we want.
Yeah.
And then we get mad at our partners when they don't come through. So I do this and my whole family does this. We all, I think I shared this in our gift episode. We all write out our gift wish list and we post it in the living room.
Yeah. Why not?
Because then you get what you want.
Yeah.
Well, we don't always, you know, I always make a list with some options, inexpensive and expensive. But why not?
Yeah. And I think as our girls especially need to learn to ask for what they want.
Ask and learn what you want. I think a lot of us don't even know what we want.
No.
We don't even know what'll make us happy. It's like, well, I don't know. Someone will know.
I know.
Yeah, it takes
weirdly,
time.
I had to learn that lesson. I didn't start that till midlife, by the way. Like just finally saying, wait, what do I want?
Same.
Yeah. I hadn't
It took
even
me
asked
later
me
in my marriage. Many years I was mad. Why doesn't he buy me a nice fancy Christmas gift that I want?
Yeah.
Why do you buy me, you know, why do you buy me a vacuum? You have to ask for what you want or you're never going to be happy.
And I who knew you had to learn how to do that? So that's good.
If you didn't know it, you learned it today on the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
Ask
We're
for that.
You, sisters. Listen and ask for what you want.
So not only plan your celebration, but plan the gifts that they will buy you.
That's right. Make a gift list for yourself.
Yes. That is Dirty Lazy Girl.
That is a Dirty Lazy Girl tip 101.
All right. Here's another one. We have two more. Okay. Number six is document your accomplishments. I think this one you're really good at because I see behind you, you have all those beautiful photos behind you because that kind of thing, like photos or scrapbooks or, you know, whatever it is, like you said, save your little to-do lists and look at them. That's the way of documenting your accomplishment.
Well, finally, I get to check a gold star on my paper today.
You do.
Sucking eggs at all the rest of them. But you're right, Tamara. I love to take pictures. I did work as a photographer for a long time in my previous life. And I do keep them all. I make photo albums every year. And I love, my whole house is wallpapered and huge photos of everything my kids have done and just places we've been. And it makes me feel really proud. But I did want to share a funny example for documenting accomplishments.
Okay.
That I do, because you were talking about running earlier.
Yeah. And
so I've saved all of my race medals, Tamara. I'm sure most runners have.
Yeah.
But I have them on curtain rods in my office.
Yeah.
And they're, because I'm really good at decorating, you can tell. I'm being sarcastic. I'm not good at decorating. So I, curtain rods made sense because they can hold a lot of weight. Yeah. And I have them in studs, but they go all around the perimeter of our office by the ceiling. Yeah. And one year we got a new Christmas tree, like on sale at Big Lots, and we didn't have enough decorations to put on the Christmas tree. So I put all of my race medals on the tree.
That is so cute. Do you have a picture? We got to see a picture.
I don't know if I do. And it was my favorite year. I mean, the whole Christmas tree was just race medals, and my kids were mortified. They're like, what? It is so weird, Mom. And they wouldn't pose in front of the Christmas tree. It was funny.
No, I thought it was pretty cool. I love that. I think you should have that up year round.
I might do it again.
I know.
For the podcast.
I think, well, for
it made me,
me
feel really proud though. I couldn't watch TV without seeing this Christmas tree, and it made me want to go for a run or, you know, be more active. I kept looking at it like, wow, I need to get off my butt.
Love that. I know, if you have diplomas, you should hang them up. That's another thing you
can do. That's a really good one. And hang them nicely. Don't just put them in a dollar store frame like me.
No.
Like, go get them professionally done, or
yes,
put a Michaels, or put some money into it, because that's a big deal. Do you have yours framed, your piece?
Well, no, I don't.
I was like, girl, I don't see that behind you, so I'm going to pull you out.
But I do have a very meaningful remembrance of my accomplishments. I had on the dissertation, when you have to defend your dissertation, and then your whole committee, there's like four people on your committee, have to sign, officially sign, saying you passed, you're a doctor. And in fact, they sign it and say, congratulations, Dr. Snezik. They're the first people.
Oh.
So I have that signature page. That's what I have on my wall, not here, but in my school office. So it's not a diploma, but to me it's like even more special than a diploma. It's like these are the names of the people who believed in me. Like, how cool is that?
Thank you, Dr. Tamara.
Thank
for
you.
Sharing that.
Yes.
Story. Thank you, Dr. Tamara. That's amazing.
Thank you. You can't hear that.
I love
enough.
That. Dr. Tamara.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us number 7, Dr.
Yes.
Tamara?
Yes, I will. Number 7 is buy something beautiful to mark the occasion. And it can be as small as a bunch of flowers, a bouquet of flowers, and have it like, do you ever buy flowers for yourself? Do you ever do that?
No, I do not.
I do that. It's rare, but like if we're at the farmer's market, or, you know, I just see it at the store, like every once in a while, like lilies will be in season and I'll just buy a bunch just to like feel good.
Hey, why not?
And so if you've done something great, don't wait for your boyfriend to buy you flowers. Buy them for yourself.
Buy anything beautiful for yourself.
Yeah. What other kinds of beautiful things like could we do?
Well, I'm going to challenge you on that one a little bit, because I feel like my house is very cluttered, and I don't get as much joy from buying beautiful things, Tamara, but I'm going to suggest a twist on that.
Okay.
And my suggestion is to go somewhere beautiful to celebrate your accomplishments. And for me, I really value more of experiences over things. Mm-hmm. I get more enjoyment out of them, more long-term memories. So I want to share, last weekend, I turned in a round of edits to my editor, which was a huge accomplishment and stressful and overwhelming. So what I did to celebrate is my daughter and I went kayaking, ocean kayaking, and we went under the Coronado Bridge out in the bay off of San Diego.
Wow.
And I was scared to do it. And it was a little expensive maybe for what I normally do on a trip. And my family didn't, my husband didn't want to go. My son wanted to sleep. And I'm like, I want to go. It's a big deal. I want to commemorate this moment. And I was thinking about this podcast episode. So my daughter and I went together, and it was the best thing ever.
Yay. And what a beautiful, you created a beautiful moment.
That's created a beautiful sweet. Moment. And I didn't even get to take a dang picture because, you know, you can't bring your phone when you're out on the kayak. But
you have that memory.
Yeah, it's really special.
And it's actually, again, I'll just go back, you know, it's super good role modeling for your daughter to say, I'm celebrating my successes, like, you know, taking care in the way I want
to. It wasn't the big win, but it was like a little win. I turned in a big thing and I felt really proud and I wanted to celebrate that.
Well, my examples involves my daughter too.
Oh, good. What did you do?
Well, when getting ready.
Hashtag good parenting.
I know. You got to brag about them because trust me,
there's not very often. Sometimes,
no, exactly. There's a lot of fail moments, but, this one was, we had to get her ready for school, but she's not going to school. And so we decided to just purge all the crap in her room. I mean, her room is just terrible. Just a teen cluttered room. And it took us like forever. Like, it took us like several trips to the Goodwill. She did, I'll give her credit, she did give away a lot of, you know, stuff. She, you know, like stuffed animals, her childhood stuff. So we, you know, rather than just doing it, we decided to celebrate by buying something beautiful. In this case, we splurged on like we're just going to splurge on a desk set, you know, like with the fancy little pencil holders and mat or whatever. Again, it's a tiny thing, but it's like, well, we spent all that time decluttering the room. Let's give it the treatment it deserves and buy a beautiful little accessory for it.
Well, that sounds amazing. I want to see a picture.
I know, because it's not going to last long.
Hey, you got to celebrate these wins. Exactly. It's a big deal. I really like that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm wondering how our listeners celebrate themselves. I hope you are celebrating yourselves, and we want to hear how you're doing that. So tell us your story by emailing Stephanie@DirtyLazyKeto.com or via Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. Before we get to our final hacks, let's stop and take a final break.
All right. And today's episode is brought to us by the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook, published by Simon & Schuster, full of tips and tricks to save big money while cooking your way to weight loss. I don't think personally that keto should be expensive or require any special ingredients. I shop at normal grocery stores. In fact, a lot of discount grocery stores. So let me help you with the tips and tricks to get started. DirtyLazyKeto.com/book.
Thanks, Stephanie. So let's wrap up today's episodes with our personal hacks for celebrating our greatness.
Well, I did share a little bit that I like to plan getaways after accomplishing a big deadline. But I also like to celebrate things by giving gifts. Everyone knows that I love gifts and that gifts are my love language. So sometimes for me, celebrating myself involves giving something away. So today, Tamara, I have a little surprise.
Oh,
I'm giving you my best friend, Tamara, and Dirty Lazy Keto co-host.
Wow.
Dirty Lazy Girl co-host, sorry. I'm giving you a spa day. And I called your sister and I found out the place that you like to go for massages and I bought you a gift.
We'll get a massage
to celebrate the 1 year anniversary of our podcast.
That's an awesome gift. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm telling you, I've been so missing that kind of thing because of COVID. So the minute things open back up,
she said I'm using that your appointment in September.
Okay.
I'll drive you the, I'll put it on your doorstep. Your gift.
Oh, thanks. That's so sweet. Okay. I feel bad. I didn't have a gift. For you.
This is my, you are my gift. I mean, the fact that you do this every week and that you've forced me to grow as a person, you've helped me and supported me. And I mean, I just really appreciate your friendship and I love doing this. I feel like it's cheaper than therapy and I have so much fun doing that. And I hope our listeners having fun too. So I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Oh, thank you. And I do it because I'm selfish. I get a lot out of it too.
And like I did do something for the podcast as well, which is a bit of a surprise. We've started this video podcast component. I know most of our listeners listen on like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, but you can also watch us on YouTube, and which is totally scary and different for us. And I hired somebody, a freelancer, to do a quick little video intro for us on YouTube, because right now it's me and I have glasses on and my hair looks bad. It's terrible. So we're going to have starting very soon, you'll start seeing a 17-second new fancy pants.
Wow.
Intro. It's very cute. And Tamara has her purple hair.
Oh, and look her at logo, us.
And I'll have to show it to you.
Wow. That sounds very professional.
It's very fancy. We're very fancy now.
Wow. Oh, I can't wait to see it. This is news great. To me. I haven't heard
This is a surprise. I wanted to surprise you for a one-year episode. And we'll start weaving that into our videos on YouTube coming soon.
Yeah. And you guys got to watch these. I mean, you know, they're a little janky in the beginning because we're just learning, but they're kind of fun. Are you having fun on video?
I'm having the best time. At first, I was sick about it. And I was I hope she hates this so we can stop doing it.
I know, me
but
too.
Now I kind of like it. I like seeing you because I don't get to see you very often. So now it's like I'm just chatting with you and having, you know,
it's great.
A cup of coffee. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. I got to get to my hack.
Okay. Which what's your final hack?
Be lazy.
So be lazy.
I think that after an accomplishment, celebrate it by just doing nothing, like sit in a bubble bath or just take a nap. That's just my favorite. Or just read a trashy magazine, like whatever is lazy. Or if you want to go in nature and just listen to the birds sing, like whatever it is, because I think slowing down and first it's restful and helps you recuperate, but it also tells yourself you don't have to be on the hamster wheel and that you deserve that quiet, peaceful, restful thing. You earned it. So be lazy, do nothing.
Do nothing. Go get that massage.
Yes, that too.
Well, listeners, we want to drive home the point to you that hard work deserves recognition. We all thrive on positive feedback. Even if you have to give it to yourselves, especially give it to yourselves. Celebrate every step in your path because you deserve it.
Are you enjoying Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, listeners? If you are, can you show us your support by leaving us a review? And I'm going to go take you through how to do it. You use your iPhone, you select the purple podcast icon, and then you click on the Dirty Lazy Girl thumbnail. And then open it up, scroll down, you'll see ratings and reviews. Click on the stars, please select 5 stars. And then scroll down and select leave a review where you can type out your review. And then you hit okay, and you've helped us a tremendous amount.
Thanks so much. And Tamara, didn't you see the top 100 lists from around the world for our podcast on Apple Podcasts? We made some very interesting accomplishments.
Yes, I'm like, who are our listeners? Well, do tell. Like
we want to thank our listeners in the Philippines and also in South Africa because we are huge, and Canada, South Africa, Canada, Philippines, in addition to the United States, that's where we're located. Yeah. But we were really excited to see that Dirty Lazy Girl is not just an American celebration, that we are celebrated worldwide. So
thank you
from all over the world. Send us your emails. We love hearing from where you're located.
We want to hear from you.
Who knew?
Who knew? I'm excited.
I am too.
Yay.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
And don't forget to visit dirtylazyketo.com where you can join the conversation and gain access to all kinds of free content to help you on your dirty lazy journey.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, consider supporting us by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Be sure to stay tuned for our next Dirty Lazy Girl podcast where we give you even more tips and support.
You don't have to be perfect to be successful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.